Hello.
Hi there. Am I speaking with Alexandra?
Yes,
thank
Mr.
you.
Sir.
Thank you, ma'am. Yes, my name is Oscar, calling from Arizona Opinion Service. I'm conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation, ma'am. I know it's still a long way off. What are the chances you will vote in November 2024 election for president, Congress, and other offices? Would you definitely vote, probably vote? Chances are 50-50, or would you not vote?
I'll definitely vote.
Definitely vote. Thank you. In the 2020 presidential election, did you vote for Joe Biden, Donald Trump, or someone else?
Joe Biden.
Biden? Thank you, ma'am. Just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race, please?
White and Hispanic Latino.
White, okay. And what is your age for the statistical purposes?
23.
Thank you, ma'am. Thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very conservative, somewhat conservative, moderate, progressive, somewhat liberal, or very liberal?
Very liberal.
Very liberal. Thank you, ma'am. Thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Dissatisfied.
Just dissatisfied. Okay. Thank you. I'm going to read you a list of different issues and concerns some people say they want the president and Congress must focus on. For each, I want you to rate on a scale from 0 to 10 how important of an issue it is for you to have them focus on. Use 10 if it is most important, 5 is somewhat important, 0 if it's not important at all. Use any number from 0 to 10. Making college more affordable, how important is that to you?
8.
Lowering the cost of healthcare and prescription drugs?
8.
8 as well. Thank you, ma'am. Banning tobacco products for adults?
5.
Okay, somewhat important. Improving K-12 education?
9.
And protecting voting rights and democracy?
9
as well. Thank you. Moving on. Do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is doing his job as president?
What are the answers?
The
to
choices
that?
Are strongly approve, somewhat approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove?
Somewhat approve.
Somewhat approve. Thank you, ma'am. I'd like you to rate your feeling towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100. 100 means you feel very warm and favorable. 0 means you feel very cold and unfavorable. 50 means you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100. The Food and Drug Administration, or FDA, how do you feel about them from 0 to 100?
80,
okay. Democrats in Congress, how do you feel about them?
80
as well, okay. Thank you. And Mr. President Joe Biden, how do you feel about Joe?
He's like 70.
70. Thank you. Moving on quickly. I want to read you a list of priorities that you think the Food and Drug Administration or FDA should be focused on. For each, I want you to rate on a scale from 0 to 10 how important that issue is for the FDA to be focused on. Use 10 if it is most important, 5 if it's somewhat important, 0 if it's not important at all. Use any number between 0 and 10. First issue is authorizing less harmful tobacco products to help adults who smoke move away from cigarettes. How important is that from 0 to 10?
Five,
okay. Authorizing prescription medication. How important is that for the FDA to be focused on?
Seven.
Restricting fatty foods and sugary beverages.
Six.
And educating the public about food safety, diet, and nutrition.
Eight.
Thank you. Moving on quickly. It is illegal to sell tobacco products to anyone under the age of 21. Considering this, do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of menthol cigarettes and flavored cigars to adults 21 and over. Would you support that or oppose it?
Oppose.
Oppose it strongly, ma'am, or just somewhat opposed?
Somewhat.
Somewhat opposed, thank you. And do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of cigarettes unless they contain virtually non-nicotine to adults 21 and over? Support or oppose?
Can you repeat that? Sorry.
Sure. And do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of cigarettes unless they contain virtually no nicotine to adults 21 and over? Would you support that or oppose it?
Oppose.
Somewhat oppose or strongly, ma'am? Oppose.
Somewhat.
Somewhat, thank you. Almost there. Regardless of where you stand on these bans, do you think banning this product for adults 21 and older brings more benefit or more harm to your own community?
Harm.
More harm. Much more harm or somewhat more harm?
Somewhat.
Thank you. Regardless where you stand on these bans, do you think banning these products for adults 21 and older should be a top priority for the federal government, or are other issues more important right now?
Other issues are more important.
Other issues are more important. Thank you. When it comes to tobacco use, which do you feel is the better approach for the government to focus its efforts on? Number one, prohibition, an approach that focuses on ending all tobacco use by banning products or flavors, requiring the removal of nicotine, or imposing high taxes to tobacco to make tobacco products cost prohibitive, or harm reduction, an approach that focuses on reducing harm from tobacco through cessation support, abstinence and prevention education, and helping adult smokers who can't or won't quit cigarettes switch to less harmful smoke-free tobacco products. Which one do you think is the best approach, prohibition or harm reduction?
Harm reduction.
Harm reduction. Thank you so much. Almost done. I'd like to read you some things that some people say could come to pass if the federal government were to ban menthol cigarettes, flavored cigars, and virtually all other traditional cigarettes on the market today. For each one, please tell me how concerned you are about that outcome. The first one is loss of 10,000 of good-paying jobs, including unionized farm workers, manufacturing and mining workers, truck drivers, warehouse operators, and retailers who operate responsibly in the legal regulated industry today. Would you say you are very concerned, somewhat concerned, not very concerned, or not at all concerned about that possible outcome?
Somewhat concerned.
Somewhat concerned. And second one, the creation of a black market for illegal cigarette sales, making it easier for kids to get cigarettes. Would you be very concerned, somewhat concerned, not very concerned, or not at all concerned about that possible outcome?
Very concerned.
Very concerned. Thank you, ma'am. I would like to read you some statements people have made about these bans. Please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10. 10 means you strongly agree with the statement. 5 means you somewhat agree with the statement. 0 means you do not agree with the statement at all. Use any number between 0 and 10. Prohibition is, as a policy, has never worked in America. It failed with alcohol and it failed with marijuana. Prohibition doesn't prevent usage. Instead, it creates an underground black market that relies on a smuggling operation by cartels and organized crime. These types of drugs trades are linked to terrorist organizations and make our communities more dangerous. Banning these products will not stop people from using them. It will simply put more people in jail and get more people killed. How much do you agree with that statement, ma'am, from 0 to 10?
9.
9? Thank you. America has a history of using unfair policies to increase the incarceration rate of black and brown people. This disparity between minority and white population occurs because some police officers and legal officials use trivial laws, such as marijuana possession, to justify why these disadvantaged communities should be in prison. Banning these products will give authorities more power to put a larger target on minority communities where we might never return from. How much do you agree with that statement, ma'am, from 0 to 10?
9.
9 as well. And just one more. And after this, we'll be wrapping things up very quickly. Today's adult smokers come disproportionately from lower education and income groups and populations suffering from mental health conditions and other drug addictions. These bans will only serve to further persecute these people who will still be addicted to nicotine despite the prohibition. We should instead be continuing to educate them on the dangers of smoking and helping them to move past their nicotine addiction through cessation support and harm reduction. How much do you agree with that statement? From 0 to 9.
9
as well. Thank you. Moving on. Sometimes over the course of a survey, people change their minds. Let me ask you again. It is illegal to sell tobacco products to anyone under the age of 21. Considering this, do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of menthol cigarettes and flavored cigars to adults 21 and over? Would you support it or oppose it?
Oppose.
Somewhat opposed or strongly opposed?
Strongly opposed.
Strongly opposed. Thank you. And do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of cigarettes unless they contain virtually no nicotine to adults 21 and over?
Opposed.
Opposed strongly as well, or just somewhat opposed?
Somewhat.
Okay, somewhat opposed. And regardless of where you stand on these bans, do you think banning this product for adults 21 and older brings more benefit or more harm to your own community?
Harm.
Somewhat more harm or much more?
Much more.
Much more harm, thank you. And would you be more or less willing to vote for a candidate for federal office who supports these bans on tobacco products for adults? Or would it have no impact on your decision who to vote for?
It would impact it.
So would you be more willing or less willing to vote for a candidate who supports tobacco bans?
Less willing.
Somewhat less willing or much less willing?
Somewhat.
Somewhat, thank you. In the past 30 days, have you used any of the following products? Cigars?
No.
No. Wine?
Yes.
Beer?
No.
Cigarettes?
No.
Coffee?
Yes.
Yes. Heat, not burn tobacco products.
Can you repeat that?
Yeah. Have you used, in the past 30 days, have you used heat, not burnt tobacco products, I mean?
No.
No. Pipe tobacco, have you used it in the last 30 days?
No.
Liquor or spirits?
Yes.
E-cigarette or e-vapor products?
No.
And soda pop?
No.
Smokeless tobacco such as dip or chew?
No.
And oral nicotine pouches?
No.
No. Thank you, ma'am. And let's start wrapping things up. The last few questions are for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
I have a bachelor's degree.
Bachelor's, thank you, ma'am. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widow?
Single.
Single, thank you so much. Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
No.
No. Which of the following best describes how you think of your current economic situation? Wealthy, upper middle class, working class, or low income?
Middle.
Middle class, thank you. Are you or is any member of your household a member of a union or employee association?
No.
No, okay. And how would you describe the area where you live? Urban, suburban, rural?
Suburban.
Suburban, thank you, ma'am. And last question, do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ plus community? Yes or no?
Yes.
Thank you. This concludes our survey. Thank you so much for your participation and your valuable time. Very much appreciated. Thank you so much.
Have a good day. Bye.
You as well. You as well.